Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. For the next three programs, I'll be playing Christmas music, some of which is strange, some of it downright morbid, and some which is hopefully uplifting. This first track is from an LP called Music from Mathematics, played by IBM 7090 computer and digital to sound transducer. The LP on the Brunswick label dates from 1962, and this particular track, which is Joy to the World, this well-known carol, is performed to illustrate different timbres. The first two playings differ only in the attack on each note. The first features a slow attack, and the second a fast one. The third playing uses a vibrato, which has a maximum intensity in the middle of each note. And this was composed by Dr. M.V. Matthews, who was a member of the staff of the Bell Telephone Laboratories, where he was doing important work in the area of visual and acoustical research. So this is Joy to the World on an IBM computer. Joy to the World, played on an IBM computer, composed by H.V. Matthews in 1962. This next track is even shorter and comes from a CD, ID Art No. 2, which I believe was published by Clive Graham's label, Paradigm Discs, in 2007. This particular track by Karen Cato, it's called Christmas 1952 and lasts approximately 30 seconds.
Number 15.
Money! Everybody say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
This is the best Christmas we ever had.
This is the best Christmas we ever had.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so that was by Karen Cato, called Christmas 1952, from ID Art No. 2. Now, the next three tracks are all from an excellent series called Blues, Blues, Christmas. This is Volume 1, 1925 to 1955, which includes two CDs, and there is a Volume 2, which is also two CDs. The first track I'm going to play is by Willie Blackwell, called, and this is from the sleeve notes, Junior's a Jap Girl's Christmas for His Santa Claus, recorded by Alan Lomax in Arkansas in 1942. It's certainly the oddest and most disturbing Christmas song ever committed to record. A look at a few relevant verses makes the cryptic title chillingly clear. Goodbye, I got to leave you, I got to fight for America, you and my boy. Goodbye, babe, I hate to leave you, I got to fight for you, America and my boy. Well, well, you can look for a Jap girl's Christmas, ooh lord baby, for junior Santa Claus. And with the last line, well, well, you can look for a Jap's skull Christmas, ooh lord baby, for junior Santa Claus. It's unknown if Blackwell actually made good on sending his son a skull for Christmas, and perhaps it's one of those things we don't want to know. Not much is known about Blackwell, although a last sighting places him in Memphis in the early 70s.
Well, easy. What's the flavor of it? may be two, three summers. Yes, and it may be two, three falls. But if you no more see me, baby, just realize that I went down for a man for you and my boy.
That was Willie Blackwell's Junior's a Jap Girl's Christmas for His Santa Claus, recorded by Alan Lomax in Arkansas in 1942. This next one is by Lonnie Johnson, I think. Yeah, Lonnie Johnson. Happy New Year, darling. Lonnie Johnson summed up his music to Valerie Wilmer in this way. My blues is built on human beings on land, see how they live, see their heartaches and the shifts they go through with love affairs and things like that. That's what I write about, and that's the way I make my living. This one, Happy New Year, Darling, is a poetic wartime-themed gem that contains all the ingredients that made Lonnie so popular and influential. And that's the wrong track. This is the one.
Happy New Year, darling. I'm so glad to be back home. Happy New Year, darling. I am so glad to be back home. Yes, and the reason why I'm so happy, I still can call you my own. Christmas Eve morning, baby, I was on my way back home to you. Christmas Eve morning, baby, I was on my way back home to you. It was your love that kept me fighting, kept me safe the whole war through. It seems like a long, long time since I've been fighting the Japs across the deep blue sea. Yes, it seems like a long, long time since I was fighting the Japs across the deep blue sea. Yes, that's why I'm so glad, darling, to find the one I love still waiting for me. To have a little wife like you. Yes, it's so great, my darling, to have a little wife like you. My three brothers couldn't make it, but they say Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, that was Lonnie Johnson with more reference to Japs. And to lighten things up a bit, this next track is called Death Might Be Your Santa Claus, which starts off as a fairly conventional version of this popular theme. And the quote by the artist: "We celebrate Christmas wrong from the way I look at this matter, shooting fireworks, cursing and dancing and raising all other kind of sand. But death may be your Santa Claus." What elevates this one is a rousing spoken sung finish as the Reverend works himself up into a fine lather.
I want to give you a little lecture this morning. I'm using for subject death may be your Sandy Slow. While we think on the 25th of December, we are expecting a great day. But on that day, it is said that Jesus was born. But we celebrate Christmas wrong. From the way I look at this matter, shooting fireworks, cursing, and dance, raising all other kind of things. But death may be your Sandy Slow. Those of you who are preaching to the little folk and telling them that Sandy Slow is coming to see them, and the little boy is telling mother and father, tell the old man to bring me a little pistol. That same little gun may be death in that boy's home. Death may be his Sandy Slow. That little old girl is telling to mother and the father, tell the old Sandy Slow to bring me a little deck of cards that I may play fine up in the park. But while the time play, death may be a Sandy Slow. All of you that have prepared to take your automobile trip and now fixing up the old tires and getting your spares ready and overhauling your automobile, death may be your Sandy Slow. Those of you that's decorating your room and getting ready for all night dance, death may be your Sandy Slow. Death is on your track and gonna overtake you after a while. Death may be your Sandy Slow. That same revolver that boy is toting in his pocket now may bring down somebody's son, somebody's daughter. Death may be your Sandy Slow. Oh, man, oh, woman, oh, boy, oh, girl, if I knew I would be warned this morning, and but said deep down in my heart,
for
God I'll live, and for God I'll die.
Right.
If I were you, I'd turn around this morning.
Yes, sir.
Death may be your Sandy Slow.
No,
death's
no,
been on your track ever since you was born in the same spinning world.
Yes, sir.
Death winked at your mother 3 times before you was born in the same spinning world.
Yes,
death is going to bring you down after a while. Death may be your Sandy Slow.
Yeah, okay, well, that's Death May Be Your Santa Claus by the Reverend Gates. Yeah, I think we'll try and lighten up a bit now. This next track, well, the next three tracks are, well, the first one is by Everybody's Gone Christmas by Sandra Tavernier and Steve Beresford from a 1987 album, Joyeux Noël. On the NATO label. That will be followed by Silver Bells by Moon Duo on a brand new 7-inch, 45 RPM. And after that, a short track by Low.
Everybody's
africain débuissant. Est vrai tendrement au Noël japonais. Yukaidi, comment ce bon vieux Père Noël pourrait résister à tous ces extrêmes? Même les Indiens d'Amazon peuvent entendre les galops des reines de Saint-Nicolas. Aucun doute, les amis, nul ne peut y couper. L'esprit de Noël nous habite.
Tree.